Letters, emails, Facebook, text. December the 18th. Dear Mr. Tushman, I am very, very sorry for punching Julian. It was very, very wrong for me to do that. I'm writing a letter to him to tell him that too. If it's okay, I would really rather not tell you why I did what I did, because it doesn't really make it right anyway. Also, I'd rather not make Julian get in trouble for having said something he should not have said. Very sincerely, Jack Will. December the 18th. Dear Julian, I am very, very, very sorry for hitting you. It was wrong of me. I hope you're okay. I hope your grown-up tooth grows in fast. Mine always do. Sincerely, Jack Will. December the 26th. Dear Jack, thank you so much for your letter. One thing I've learned about being a middle school director for 20 years, there are almost always more than two sides to every story. Although I do not know the details, I have an inkling about what may have sparked the confrontation with Julian. While nothing justifies striking another student, ever, I also know good friends are sometimes worth defending. This has been a tough year for a lot of students, as the first year of middle school usually is. Keep up the good work and keep being the fine boy we all know you are. All the best, Lawrence Tushman, Middle School Director. Email to Mr. Tushman. Subject, Jack Will. Dear Mr. Tushman, I spoke with Amanda and John Will yesterday and they expressed their regret at Jack's having punched our son Julian in the mouth. I'm writing to let you know that my husband and I support your decision to allow Jack to return to Beecher Prep after a two-day suspension. Although I think hitting a child would be valid grounds for expulsion in other schools, I agree such extreme measures aren't warranted here. We have known the Will family since our boys were in kindergarten and are confident that every measure will be taken to ensure this doesn't happen again. To that end, I wonder if Jack's unexpectedly violent behaviour might have been a result of too much pressure being placed on his young shoulders. I am speaking specifically of the new child with special needs who both Jack and Julian were asked to befriend. In retrospect, and having now seen the child in question at various school functions and in the class pictures, I think it may have been too much to ask of our children to be able to process all that. Certainly, when Julian mentioned he was having a hard time befriending the boy, we told him he was off the hook in that regard. We think the transition to middle school is hard enough without having to place greater burdens and hardships on these young, impressionable minds. I should also mention that, as a member of the school board, I was a little disturbed that more consideration was not given during this child's application process to the fact that Beecher Prep is not an inclusion school. There are many parents, myself included, who question the decision to let this child into our school at all. At the very least, I'm somewhat troubled that this child was not held to the same stringent application standards, i.e. interview, that the rest of the incoming middle school students were. Best, Melissa Purper Albans. Email to Melissa Albans from Mr. Tushman. Dear Mrs. Albans, thank you for your email outlining your concerns. Were I not convinced that Jack Wills is extremely sorry for his actions, and were I not confident that he would not repeat those actions, rest assured I would not be allowing him back to Beecher Prep. As for your other concerns regarding our new student, August, please note that he does not have special needs. He is neither disabled, handicapped, nor developmentally delayed in any ways, so there was no reason to assume anyone would take issue with his admittance to Beecher Prep, whether it is an inclusion school or not. In terms of the application process, the admissions director and I both felt it within our right to hold the interview off-site at August's home for reasons that are obvious. We felt that this slight break in protocol was warranted, but in no way prejudicial, in one way or another, to the application review. August is an extremely good student and has secured the friendship of some truly exceptional young people, including Jack Will. At the beginning of the school year, when I enlisted certain children to be a welcoming committee to August, I did so as a way of easing his transition into a school environment. I did not think asking those children to be especially kind to a new student would place any extra burdens or hardships on them. In fact, I thought it would teach them a thing or two about empathy and friendship and loyalty. As it turns out, Jack Will didn't need to learn any of these virtues. He already had them in abundance. Thank you again for being in touch. Sincerely, Lawrence Tushman. Email to Melissa Aubins from John Will. Hi, Melissa. Thank you for being so understanding about this incident with Jack. He is, as you know, extremely sorry for his actions. I hope you do accept our offer to pay for Julian's dental bills. We are very touched by your concern regarding Jack's friendship with August. Please know we've asked Jack if he felt any undue pressure about any of this, and the answer was a resolute no. He enjoys August's company and feels like he has made a good friend. Hope you have a happy new year, John and Amanda Will. Hi, August. Jacqueline Will wants to be friends with you on Facebook. To augiedoggypullman@email.com. Subject, sorry. Message. Hey, August, it's me, Jack Will. I noticed I'm not on your friends list anymore. Hope you friend me again, because I'm really sorry. I just wanted to say that. Sorry. I know why you're mad at me now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean the stuff I said. I was stupid. I hope you can forgive me and hope we can be friends again, Jack. One new text message from August, December the 31st, 4:47 p.m. Got your message. You know why I'm mad at you now? Did Summer tell you? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:49 p.m. She told me bleeding scream as hint, but didn't get it at first. Then I remember seeing bleeding scream in homeroom on Halloween. Didn't know it was you. Thought you were coming as Boba Fett. One new message from August, 4:51. I changed my mind at the last minute. Did you really punch Julian? One new text message from Jack Will, 4:45. Yeah, I punched him. Knocked out a tooth in the back. A baby tooth. One new text message from August. Why'd you punch him? Text message from Jack. I dunno. One new text message from August. Liar. I bet you said something about me, right? One new text message from Jack. He's a jerk, but I was a jerk too. Really, really, really sorry for what I said, dude. Okay, can we be friends again? New text message from August. Okay. New text message from Jack. Awesome. New text message from August, 5:06. But tell me the truth, okay? Would you really want to kill yourself if you were me? Text message from Jack. No, I swear on my life. But dude, I would want to kill myself if I was Julian. Smiley face. Text message from August. LOL. Yeah, dude, we're friends again.